What a week, Jeff.
It's been an incredible week this week, Nick.
What
we say this every week, but just Australian politics alone, not to mention what's happening in Barcelona this morning, it's been an incredibly busy week.
It was a nice change to see so much weirdness coming from the home front and not just America, but please,
absolutely,
let's do this.
Okay, back on Monday morning, we all woke up coughing because there was smoke haze over Sydney from the back burning. I was getting texts from people saying, where are the fires? You know, what's going on? It was back burning, which caused a lot of people to, with respiratory problems, to have very unpleasant 2 days, actually.
Sure did.
We also found out later that day that Barnaby Joyce was a New Zealander. Now, that case is still playing out. Of course, Fiona Nash is deputy. That she is in the news again this morning, but we'll get to that later. The Royal Commission into Institutionalised Child Abuse came out, made 85 recommendations. The Catholic Church immediately said it was not happy about priests having to report confessions regarding child sexual abuse.
Yes.
So we'll wait and see how that one plays out. And it was also announced that Big Ben would make its last bong at noon on August 21st. That's the term they use.
That is the term they use, believe it or not. I know.
Listen twice.
I had to double check that. But
Big Ben has been bonging for 157 years.
Go Big Ben.
On Tuesday, President Trump apologised, saying racism is evil. This was after a couple of days of saying nothing. He held a news conference and basically condemned the white supremacist, and we'll get back to that story in just a moment. The M4 toll was reintroduced being scrapped in 2010. $4.56 if you drive a car, $13 if you happen to be driving a truck. Of course, it's been reintroduced to pay for the widening of works associated with the lovely West Connects Road.
$25 if you still have a baby on board sticker on your car, by the way. Sorry, go on.
For a moment there, I was about to take you seriously. Nothing surprises me. And look, on a slightly lighter note, but still serious, Taylor Swift was awarded $1 after she won a case where a DJ groped her a few years ago. She said she was doing that to make a point. So, you know, she wasn't out for the money. She was given a dollar in compensation there.
In fact, she's actually going to donate a whole bunch of money to legal funds for people who are victims of sexual abuse.
Give her props for that.
Yep.
Now, on Wednesday, this was the most bizarre morning of the year for me because you told me that Donald Trump was doing another news conference.
Oh, yeah.
Now, it literally went pear-shaped from the moment you told me that he was doing a news conference because he was announcing infrastructure projects. But it quickly turned into a complete train wreck. He basically backtracked on what he said the day earlier and was saying there was good and bad on both sides. He was widely condemned. The news conference had to be seen to be believed. He was talking about how the mother of the victim thanked him and was a supporter. And he was literally shouting at people.
Oh, wildly so. And as you and I said on the day, I had thought I couldn't be shocked anymore.
Yeah.
I was blown away.
Yep.
It was that unhinged.
I think we were both in a state of shock that morning.
Just remarkable
incredible.
To me.
Later that day, Pauline Hanson came out and said that she was prepared to strike a deal on media reform so long as the ABC was required to be fair and balanced and that the salaries of their top presenters were disclosed. Also, it was announced that August the 23rd, fourth would be the date set for the High Court to be looking at the citizenship issues, which now involve a lot of extra people, including Fiona Nash, the deputy leader of the National Party.
I shouldn't laugh. Sorry.
You sometimes can't help yourself from laughing.
They are changing their name to the Dual National Party, as far as I know.
Are they? Right. Dear me.
Sorry.
Yarra City Council voted to stop recognising January 26th as Australia Day 2 down in Melbourne. On Thursday, so that was yesterday, train overcrowding, 20% increase on some lines. Now, that's a really big issue because this means that people are literally being packed into trains like sardines. This isn't news for a lot of people. Around the Green Square area where there's been a massive increase in population, apparently you have to stand on that platform and hope to hell to get onto a train. It's happening on the Blue Mountains line as well. And this is just going to get a lot worse before it gets better.
It's not going to be long until someone gets actually hurt.
Absolutely. Bali Nine, Renee Lawrence, she had her sentence reduced by 6 months from her 20-year sentence, which is something, I suppose. There was a shooting at Kensington yesterday. Police still making inquiries. Three people lucky to escape injuries after multiple shots were fired into the home. And also we had, I'm just looking here, there were so many things going on. We are on Thursday afternoon now. Corey Bernardi suggests Parliament cease until the current citizenship debate is cleared up. Then Pauline Hanson walked into the Chamber of Federal Parliament wearing a burqa and was absolutely slapped down by just about every thinking human being in Australia.
Absolutely.
And that's the week that was.
I can't believe that was the week that was. Jeff Field, thank you very much.